Sons, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all of our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Muck Bill Yabro. Sonny Young is taking a break from his mic, and I'll be filling in for him here in Washington. Welcome to the June 15th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. We'll start off today's show with the media officer of Nigeria's national men's soccer team. He says all players invited for the AFCON qualifiers against Sierra Leone have reported to camp. Sierra Leone will host the Super Eagles of Nigeria and Liberia on Sunday in the Group A qualifier for the Africa Cup of Nations. Guinea-Bissau defeated Sao Tome and Principe 1-0 to lead the group with 10 points. Nigeria is second with 9 points, while Sierra Leone has 5 points. Sao Tome has 1 point. Femi Raji is the media officer of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Raji spoke to reporter Mike Mbonye about the coming AFCON qualifier between Nigeria and Sierra Leone. He says the Nigerian team is prepared for the encounter and will qualify for the AFCON finals.
Yeah, we have a full house already, 20 as we speak. The likes of Bright, who was a 23rd man to arrive camp. Bright, Osai Samuel, Victor Sime is here in camp, also with the rest of the team. Zaidu, Sanusi, Ahmed Musa, the captain of the team. William Chus Ekong, Ademola Lukman, Joe Aribo, Alexander Iwobi, Calvin Bassi, Semi Ajayi, Kevin Akpoguma, Kenneth Omeruo, Wilfred Ndidi is in camp here. Ian Acho is in camp. Awuni also is in camp. Moses Simon is geared up. He's in camp as well. Deleye Adebayo, the goalkeeper, is here. Same. And Alonso Leke Ojo here in camp. It will be Duru is here. We've got Samuel Chukwu is also here. Divine Mwachukwu is present here. We have Frank Onyeka as well. 23 players in camp, all trained. We have a 4 domestic league players with us in camp, and they've blended well with the rest of the group, definitely. So everything is going on well right now in camp.
Any injury worries in the Super Eagles camp? And also, are there new faces called to camp for the game against Sierra Leone?
No injury worries at all. No injury worries. All 23 players trained today, and all 23 players will still train tomorrow. No injury worries, and we've got some new faces in camp. The likes of Divine Nwachukwu, who indeed plays for Bendel Insurance. And we've also got, the likes of Olorunleke Ojo is right here in camp. Olorunleke Ojo is the league winner, won the league with Aimba International. So definitely, we've got great guys, and they've all blended well to the team.
Femi, what's your message to Nigerians as the Super Eagles clash with Sierra Leone?
Yes, my message to Nigerians as we count down to the game against the Leon Stars of Sierra Leone. The game will be played in Monrovia on Sunday. I want our fans to keep supporting the Super Eagles. They are the joy givers. We will do everything we can to ensure we win the game and then secure the ticket. Nigeria has to be at the AFCON. Remember, the main program is to ensure that we qualify for the AFCON and also win the AFCON next year in Cote d'Ivoire. So Nigerians, keep supporting the struggles of Nigeria, and we'll keep doing everything we can to get victory. Thank you much, Mike Mori.
That was Femi Raji, media officer of Nigeria's national men's soccer team. He spoke with reporter Mike Mbonye on the phone from Lagos, Nigeria. Keeping with AFCON news, Uganda's national team, the Uganda Cranes, will square off against Algeria this weekend in a qualifier match for the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations. The team must pick up a point to boost their chances for qualifying. One player the Ugandans will be looking for is 19-year-old Rogers Mato, who plays for the local club Kampala City Council Authority Football Club. Mato has been on form, scoring 11 goals for his club and scored a winner when the Cranes played against Tanzania in March. Reporter Mugume Davis Rakaringi caught up with him in Kampala ahead of this weekend's qualifiers and files this report. Sporty Thursday greetings, Mugume.
Sporty Thursday greetings, Tutu McBeal, and our listeners. Uganda national football team, the Cranes, engaged in a practice session at Wankukuku Stadium in Kampala, ahead of African Cup of Nations crucial game against North African giants Algeria. One of the players here is striker Kasim Rogers Mato. Rogers Mato became fans' favorite after his squad against Tanzania Taifa Stars earlier this year to keep the Uganda Cranes in contention for a slot at Africa's biggest football stage.
Yeah, I felt proud. I was happy. Everyone was happy because it's the goal which brought us back into the what, into the drawing board. Because everyone had gone off, we had switched off. God made for us a big surprise, a big miracle. Yeah, we felt so happy.
The 19-year-old talented player is versatile, playing as a winger, holding midfielder, and as a striker. Yet the youngster remains meek. He says hard work and discipline have contributed to his success, both for his local club, Kampala City Council Authority Football Club, KCCA, and the national team.
I want to thank my fellow players, KCC players and the technical team, because if they weren't there, I couldn't score all of those goals, and the national team and the coaches on the national team and the player, because both of them, if they weren't there, I couldn't do all of what I did, because We rise by lifting others, because they are the one who lifted me up and so I could show my potential. Yeah.
Mato started playing football when he was just a little boy and rose through the ranks of the national team. He admires Manchester City forward Phil Foden and says he believes he will one day soon join some of the world's elite clubs.
Because football, we are in football with a passion. Obviously, we have to get paid with our talent, because the talent nowadays, it's a paid talent. You have to be paid for your talent, yeah. And I'll probably say my ambition is to play for the top clubs in either Europe, any.
Uganda Cranes head coach Mirutin Mitsosrodovic heaps praise on the young star.
He has really earned and deserved to be supported to go beyond and play professional football. However, we have an so-called arrival syndrome in Uganda. We bring the players and then they think that they have arrived. I would like him to be firmly on the ground, to not think that that goal is something. Let him score. Now he needs to score against Algeria in order to put the stamp so that he has full document.
Sports analyst Alex Mugalu says he's amazed by Mato's scoring potential. He points out that Mato is always hungry for goals, even when his team is in the lead.
Last game he played with his club, KCCA, he was playing against Bright Stars. He scored four goals single-handedly. One man scored four goals. So you see him like he wants. He shows that his abilities can increase on his game.
Mato says himself and teammates will endeavor to put up a decent display against Algeria, pick a positive result away from home, and ultimately play at the AFCON finals. For the Sunday Side of Sports, I am Ogume. Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
VOA Africa is your trusted source for news, sports, entertainment, and music. Stay engaged with VOA Africa. We love to hear your voice. You can call us 24/7 on WhatsApp and leave a message. Leave comments, requests, or greetings. We may play a message on VOA Africa. Dial the international code +1, then 202-258-3076. VOA Africa is always happy to hear your voice. The number again is the international code +1, then 202-258-3076.
Our big soccer story this week was Manchester City winning the UEFA Champions League trophy and in the process completing a continental treble. Man City earlier won the Premier League and the FA Cup. In this Sunny Side of Sports feature presentation, Prince Nesta looks back on Man City's triumph in Istanbul, Turkey.
Manchester City won their first Champions League title by beating Inter Milan by a goal to nil in a match that was played at Istanbul's Atatürk Olympic Stadium. Spanish midfielder midfielder Rodri scored the sole goal in the 68th minute to help the Premier League champions and FA Cup winners become only the second English team to complete the treble. The Nerazzurri displayed their vintage defensive display, managing to keep Norwegian Benjamin Erling Haaland from finding the back of the net, but the citizens still had enough to edge out the Italian opponent. The Norwegian hitman scored off 52 goals this season, shared his thoughts on the match.
I cried for the first time in a really long time today because, yeah, as everyone knows, this is my biggest dream and I did it, so it's unbelievable. Now it's so tired, so happy, and yeah, you can see around, everyone is smiling, and it's the first time for this club and hopefully first of many. First of all my fans. The support I've been having throughout the whole season has been unreal.
Match winner Rodri also assessed his team's performance.
I'm emotional. I mean, this is a dream come true. All these guys deserve. All these guys are on here waiting, I don't know how many years, 20, 30, 40. I've been here just 4 years, but they deserve. We deserve. The last year we were so close. At the end, I said, when you go to this moments, finals, semi-finals, at the end, God gives you this present. It's unbelievable. It's a dream for all of us. I just want to thank you, everyone. It wasn't easy. I mean, what a team we face. Unbelievable. The way they defend, the way they counter-attack. They deserve also credit because they are a great team. But I don't want to forget about my lads. I mean, we give everything.
The win marked the second treble for City boss Pep Guardiola, who had previously won with Barcelona during the 2008-2009 season. The 52-year-old manager who carved his name into history by becoming the first ever manager to win two European trebles in the men's game shared his thoughts on the match.
Looks like this competition this year, this final, was written in the stars because I will not confuse for the fact how happy I am, but at the same time, they could score at the end, the goal, the chances they had it saved. You go an extra time and you can lose the game. And I will be the same person, we will be the same team, we will be the same club. Today was our year, but in the past, don't do it. Of course, we're incredibly satisfied for the something unique, the travel for this club. And the feeling that I have right now is a win in the Champions League. Give credit for the 5 Premier Leagues in 7 years, the 2 FA Cups, 4 Carabao Cups, Community Shields, that give personality a credit what you have done. You have to win the Europe to be considered one of the really, really good team, and we did it. Suffering, we could not expect differently because Inter is an exceptional team, physicality, the patterns they do. But sometimes you need this type of luck that in the past against Tottenham, against other games, against final even with Chelsea, that we didn't have it. So today we have it.
Inter Milan wingback Denzel Dumfries expressed disappointment on Inter losing the Champions League final.
Of course, we are close tonight. At the moment, it's difficult. Of course, your feelings go up and down. It's difficult to lose a final, especially if you see the game tonight, the chances we create. But it was not for us, and they won. They had a great season, very stable. They have great players. But tonight we showed who's Inter and what we are capable of. I think out of 10, 9 times he will score it. And now the goalkeeper saved it. But at the end, we win together, we lose together. I'm very proud of the team. I'm very proud of every player because we put 100%. We are brave today. We played compact. We played good. And at the end, it's difficult.
Inter Milan coach Simeone Inzaghi also shared his thoughts on the match.
Well, you can hold your heads up high. You were almost there. You were always in the game. So what's the greatest regret? Well, it's we do have regrets because a defeat is the worst thing in sport. But at the same time, I had to congratulate my lads. They were clearly sad. very disappointed, but they must be proud of their campaign and of the final they played.
Inter Milan boss Simone Inzaghi, after his team's loss against Manchester City in the UEFA Champions League final played in Istanbul. I'm Prince Nestor.
In Malawi, Tabitha Chawinga has received a hero's welcome after she recently became the first African female footballer to win the Golden Boot Award in Italy. In this Sunny Side of Sports feature, Lamek Masina tells us more from Blantyre, Malawi. Sporty greetings, Lamek.
Sporty greetings, Mukbeo. Pangolin was the nickname soccer fans and admirers accorded Tabitha Chawinga soon after her plane touched down at Kamuzu International Airport in the capital, Lilongwe, amid captivating pomp and color. Clad in an Inter Milan FC dark blue tracksuit, Chawinga was all smiles as she was celebrated by Juvio fans who gave her a hero's welcome.
For sure, I feel good because it's the first time to me people welcome me like that. And I'm really appreciative to everyone who came there to welcome me.
Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera assigned Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation Liana Kakobe Chapota to lead hundreds of people to welcome the first female footballer in Africa to win the Golden Boot in Italy.
As government, we are so proud because Tabitha has put Malawi on the map. She has actually portrayed a good example to the fellow youth that anything is possible.
Later, Malawi President Lazarus Chakwera invited Chawinga for a lunch at the Kamuzu Palace in Lilongwe, alongside her younger sister Tema, also an international footballer and chairperson for women's football, Adre Demigogo.
The president encouraged me a lot. He told me to work hard because I put Malawi in the map and in the whole Africa. He encouraged me to work hard and I put everything in the hand of God. He was happy because of winning Golden Boot, and he told me to be the first one, person to win in Africa. It's not easy, but it's by grace of God.
On his personal Facebook page, President Lazarus Chakwera wrote that Chawinga's historic feat of being the first African player to earn a Golden Boot Award is a true demonstration that excellence is a result of hard work and commitment. Chakwera encouraged the 27-year-old football star to continue inspiring Malawian girls to pursue their life dreams, regardless of the many obstacles faced by the girl child. He also said the nation of Malawi is truly honored to be part of her great success. Chawinga's success at Inter Milan, where she is on loan from Chinese club Wuhan, has attracted interest of other foreign teams. But Chawinga says she has not made a choice.
As of now, I didn't choose any club because I'm supposed to go back to Wuhan. So if I go there, it's the time I go to discuss with my club in China. So what they can say, and I will go to discuss with my agent which club I can go.
Some foreign soccer agents have also started flocking to Malawi to scout talented female footballers. Adre Demigogo is the chairperson for the Malawi's Women Football Association.
There are a lot of scouters who are coming outside Malawi to check on players. Not only in Tabitha's team, we've got Ascent, we've got Ntopwa, we've got Sivo. So there are a lot of scouters who are coming outside Malawi after they've seen that one player from Malawi is performing well in Italy, in China. To us as an organization, we are very happy and we are proud that this space will go far.
Malawi's soccer analyst and sports journalist Patrick Lunda says Malawi should pull up its socks if it wants to go far with the journey Chawinga's championing.
Generally, what the government can do is they should give a lot of support to women's football development in the country by offering a sponsorship, encouraging young girls to take up women's football, because at the moment, it's only Football Association of Malawi which is doing much to encourage young girls to take up the sport, of course, with funding from the World Football Governing Body, FIFA.
In the meantime, Malawi's one and only pangolin, Tabitha Chawinga, says she will continue working hard and aim for even bigger awards in the world football. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre, Malawi.
Switching gears to the hardwood in pro basketball, there were celebrations this week in the western U.S. city of Denver, Colorado, where the Denver Nuggets mined gold and won their first NBA title. In this feature presentation, VOA's Sonny Young reports Denver's superstar center for Serbia earned accolades for his play during the National Basketball Association's finals.
The Denver Nuggets defeated the visiting Miami Heat Monday night, 94-89, to win their first National Basketball Association championship. The Nuggets won the best of seven NBA Finals, 4-1. Nuggets big man Nikola Jokic tallied a team-high 28 points in Game 5, grabbed 16 rebounds, and was named the NBA Finals' most valuable player.
It's good. I mean, it's good. We did a job. I think we played the best basketball in the postseason, but I think we were there playing the best basketball. You know, today we didn't make shots, but still we defend. And it's a good feeling when you know that you did something that nobody believes, and just it was just us. It's just the organization of Denver Nuggets believe in us. Every player believe in each other, and I think that's the most important thing.
Nikola Jokic lifted the NBA trophy and the NBA Finals MVP trophy one day after Novak Djokovic won his record 23rd major singles title at the French Open tennis tournament. Jokic was asked if this is the greatest moment for Serbian athletes.
Gotta be. You know, sport is something that is always in Serbia. Was something that put us in front of everybody, even like 10, 20 years ago, whatever. But now when we have a Djokovic who won probably the best ever, for us, he's the best ever, of course. And now we have an NBA championship, and I think it's a really good moment to be a Serbian.
Meanwhile, another Denver star, Jamal Murray, scored 14 points in Game 5 and got quite emotional during the trophy presentation ceremony.
It was really hard to put into words, still is. I couldn't even hold it in. You know, I don't know. I couldn't really hold it in. It was just a surreal moment, and everything was hitting, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything was hitting at once, from the journey to the celebration with the guys to enjoying the moment to looking back on the rehab to looking back as myself as a kid, as the other viewer, you know what I'm saying? Looking from the crowd in or from the camera lens in, and now people looking back at them, you know what I'm saying? So it was a lot. I couldn't hold it in. It was just something I've been working for my whole life. I think Mike said it, Porter, you know, this is everybody. Every real hooper, you know, wants to be on the stage and playing the game and be in this moment. So see it full circle, you know, going from my rehab, not being able to walk, go up the stairs, like not just for a month or two, you know what I'm saying? It was for a long time. And a lot of different things going through my head, a lot of tears, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and real ones. Like I said, just to see it full circle and have total belief in myself, had the team have total belief in me, people back home had total belief in me. That's all I could ever ask for, and just to see like this is amazing.
Denver's head coach is Michael Malone. At the post-game news conference, he was asked about the journey he's been on with Nikola Jokic to win the NBA title.
It's been amazing, you know, because you can look at it one of two ways. You can look at it from the basketball perspective, two MVPs, finals MVP, world championship, and everything he's done on the court. And then more important for me, you can look at off the court, the relationship, you know, the love that I have for Nikola, his mother and father back in Sombor, Serbia, his brothers Nemanja and Strahina, his wife Natalia and their daughter Ognjena. You know, they're a wonderful family that I've gotten very close to. And I've said this many times before, but Nikola, even tonight, like he's kind of acting like this was like another game. He's never changed with all the success, and he never will. It's just not in his nature. So, you know, I love Nikola, 8 years. Love Jamal, 7 years. Been through a lot. And just for all of us to stay the course, to challenge ourselves, to get better, collectively, individually. So yeah, it's great to be a part of such a historically great player who's an even better person, and I mean that sincerely. This is not coach talk. Nicole is just a great, great man.
Michael Malone's coaching counterpart for the Miami Heat is Eric Spoelstra.
Now, obviously, we didn't get the final win, but sometimes, you know, that's true in sport and also in life, that you don't always get what you want. But there's no regrets from our side. Everybody, staff, player alike in the locker room, put themselves out there and put themselves into the team, whatever was best for the team. And the tough pill to swallow is it just wasn't good enough. We ran it up against a team that was just better than us in this series. You have to tip your hat to them. That I said it, but they're one hell of a basketball team. They play the right way. They compete. They're well coached, and they have a strong culture. So for this season, they deserve this.
That's Eric Spoelstra, the head coach of the Miami Heat basketball team. Now, Spoelstra has certainly been deserving of the NBA trophy in past years. He was an assistant coach when Miami won the NBA title in 2006, and he was Miami's head coach for back-to-back NBA championships in 2012 and 2013. As I mentioned, this was the first NBA championship for the Denver Nuggets. A little history about the team. Denver was founded in 1967 when it became a member of the now defunct American Basketball Association. I used to love the red, white, and blue basketball the league played with, that is the ABA. The Nuggets joined the NBA in 1976, so it's been a long, long wait, 47 years for the Denver Nuggets in the NBA, almost a half century to win their first NBA title. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
And that's a wrap for the June 15th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Mukbil Yabro, filling in for Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20.